Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today on Produce Step Up, I want to share with you what to do when people look down on you. Before I tell you exactly what to do, I want to first explain a few things to you to help you grasp what I want to talk about. The first thing I want you to note is that it shouldn't surprise you that people look down on you. It shouldn't be a surprise to you when they look down on you. People looking down on people has been a phenomenon for a very long time. History tells us that a guy called David, who wanted to take on Goliath, the king in his time, told the guy, "Bros, you know, if you take on this guy, he has been fighting this battle before forever." You understand what I'm saying? Now, paraphrasing that Bible story just to help us see how he was really looked down on. He said, "You are just a child. You can't do this." Now, Jesus Christ was full of power. He came to his own. Bible tells us that he could do no mighty work among them, apart from healing a few sicklings and all that. There are many other stories like that, even in our day-to-day lives, and including yourself, you must have seen people look down on you. They say, "Oh, what can this one do? If only we know." You understand what I'm saying? But they say, "What can this one do? Are you not just a first graduate? What can you do? Are you not the son of a gatekeeper? What can you do? Is your mother not the one frying a car in front of this street?" Now, people look down on you. It has been there. It's not something new. And I don't think you should be surprised. You should just understand that, okay, this one has looked down on me. Or this group of people have looked down on me. It's not something that should make you go and start crying. Or make you feel, I'm not anything. Or I'm not worth something. Please, if you get to the point where you start feeling you're actually empty, they have conquered you. And my goal in this, like you know, on Produce Step Up is that I want to share with you thoughts that can inspire you to become every single thing God has designed you to be in life and work. That noted. Now, I want to tell you something. When people judge you, because before they look down on you, they will measure you, place their judgment, and they do their looking. Do you understand? Now, they sometimes judge your background. They think, this is just a son or daughter of Akara, a frying woman. Do you understand? It doesn't mean they are right. It means your mother was frying Akara, but it doesn't affect who you are or who you can become. Now, what their own judgment is this, they feel if your mother fries akara, what it means that there is maybe you are not as good as your own father who doesn't fry akara, or mother who doesn't fry akara but is accountant general for a multinational, or he's regional manager of a bank and occupy those big positions. Now, if people look down on you because of your background, still don't be shocked. It's just their own estimation. I'll tell you what to do about it. Now, sometimes they look down on you because you have become so familiar with them, like you will sleep on the same place. I know when you need 15, I say, "Bros, if you give me 50 bucks, and I know you have graduated from school, it's just 2 or 3 years you graduated. In fact, I know you didn't just graduate, you graduated 2 years after your meet and you got a third class or pass." Now, people look at your background and all that and pass a judgment on you mentally. Based on their judgment, that's how they look at you or estimate you and somehow place value on what you can do or not do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what I want you to do is this. When they look down on you, don't be offended. Yes, don't be offended. And very importantly, most importantly to do is not to allow whatever thing they think about you, their own perception of you, to affect who you become, what you do, and how you relate with them. It's very important. Do not look at those who look down on you with disdain or insult them. It's not good. The reason is that we don't make progress in life by paying back evil for evil. That's taken noted. Now, another thing that is even the key thing I want to tell you is this. Like I said, the way they look at you is their own estimation of your value, estimation of your personality and what you can do. It doesn't mean they are right. It doesn't mean they are correct. In fact, I want you to have this thing at the back of your mind. A lot of times when they look down on you, it's just a reflection of the fact that they have part. Yes. Many times when people look down on you, what it means that they are so blind, so myopic, and so ignorant, and so weak to recognize value when they see them. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to allow them, the way they look at you, to dictate who you are, dictate the value you can produce, dictate what you can achieve, dictate who you can become. Now, someone may look down on you that in WAEC, you have to write WAEC 3 or 4 times before you pass it. And so, someone tells you you failed out from medical school or you are eradicated from your school, and so. And they say when you were 19, you gave birth to a child out of wedlock, and so. Now, these are your backgrounds. These are your past. It doesn't make sense for any human being to come and look at you and look down on you because of your past. What they are doing is that they are living in your past. They do not live in your present. If you ever allow all of these past experiences, which people place judgment on you because of them, to limit you, what has happened is that those past bitter and ugly experiences will keep you down forever. Now, some people may not know what you are loaded with because they didn't give you any chance to manifest or express yourself. So they know that even though you're a first graduate, you can turn around their businesses. Even though you're a first graduate, you can bring world-class marketing strategies, advertising strategies, or even business development strategies to their organization that will make them better. They do not have any respect for your talent because they feel this is a greenhorn. Whatever thing that happens that makes people look down on you, the most important thing I think you should do is this. Do not ever allow their own perception or opinion about you to keep you down. I want to tell you this. Nobody can truly say what you are capable of apart from God, who loaded you with capacities. What you can do in life is not just a product of the school you went to, your parents' background, the mistakes you made or didn't make. A lot of what you can do in life is dependent on what God has loaded, packed, and stocked in you. All you need is to allow those things have expression. Once you allow them have expression, naturally you begin to produce result that is out of normal. Naturally you begin to achieve result that normal people think you can't achieve. You may have had a bad past experiences and made mistakes, but the truth is this: if you take corrections and begin to live your life properly, they look down on you today because they are looking at your past. Do not mind them. Do not allow their own perception of you to influence you. Settle down and ask yourself, what am I going to do to get to where I'm supposed to be? How do I begin to compare myself today with who God expected me to be today? So that I begin to chase this guy that God actually made me to be. I will continue to chase him so well that when those who look down on me today will come back and look up to me. Those who are looking down on you, they are right in their own light. But they are wrong in that they do not know the capacity that God has loaded in you. They are wrong in that they do not know the fact that they are still judging you based on your past. They are wrong in that they have become so familiar with you that they are so blind to what you can offer. They are wrong in that they have become so blind that they do not have the capacity to recognize your talent, recognize your ingenuity, recognize your creativity, recognize the power of your uniqueness. When you go to work, your boss looks down on you, just bond the man or woman, mind your business and continue to do your work. When you come out and say, let me offer a solution to your problem, they look down on you, just go. You do not have to force people, but very importantly, do not allow the fact that you are looked at with disdain to influence you. This is my point for today. When we look down on you, look away from them and look up to God and the greatness he has loaded in you. When these things fully manifest, those who look down on you will come back to you and look up to you. They will indeed say, we know you will always become this. They will lie to you. We have always known you will become this, when in reality, they have zero faith in you. Like, once again, is this, when we look down on you, don't allow it to keep you down. Look up to God. They will come back to look up to you. Thanks for joining me on Bojie's Step Up today. Do have a wonderful day. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Bojie's Step Up, brought to you by Bojie World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit Bojie.com. To get notification on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Bojie World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.